This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Expected to be briefed on the nighttime sightings of what some people claim might be drones, the House Intelligence Committee. Federal officials are giving too little information, say local and state leaders. Runways at Stewart Airport north of New York City were temporarily closed Friday after suspected drone sightings, says the FAA. ABC's Allison Kosick.
New York's Governor Kathy Hochul issuing a statement saying this has gone too far. And Connecticut State Police are looking into reports drones have been spotted across the state.
The FBI and Homeland Security say there is no evidence of any foreign activity regarding the sightings. Moderate comments from the rebel leader now in control of Syria who ousted the Assad regime. ABC's James Longman, Damascus.
Rebel leader Ahmad Sharaa condemning what he called misguided Israeli aggression, saying he is not interested in a conflict with Israel and instead wants to focus on rebuilding Syria.
This is ABC News. Indiana officials are preparing to execute the state's first death row prisoner in 15 years Wednesday. Joseph Corcoran was 49, convicted a quarter century ago of killing his brother and three other men. Indiana uses lethal injection. We find out how much we're spending this week and how the Federal Reserve could affect loans, among other things, says ABC's Dave Packer.
In the week ahead, Wall Street will be looking at some key economic data. On Tuesday, November retail sales numbers will give us a sense of where consumer spending is. We'll see overall numbers expected to be up 0.5% and core numbers, which subtract cars and trucks. On Wednesday, we'll hear from the Fed, with the central bank widely expected to cut interest rates.
The LA Dodgers, Freddie Freeman's historic first ever World Series walk-off Grand Slam ball from Game 1 of the World Series has sold for $1.56 million, says California's SCP Auctions. No word who bought it. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I was living on High Street, wearing my blue jeans for weeks. Life is a landmine. My eyes were a blur, drowning in the drunk tank, spending most of my days reaching for the live wire that I couldn't hold. Oh, 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 we go it alone. Oh, 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 we go it alone. Eyes have gone crazy, paint me up in whiskey. But I am a dead horse that you like to be. Rehearsing my dry run, biting off my. still wearing my blue jeans for weeks. Life hit a landslide and fell into place. Spending most of my days looking for a new.
If everything's anything, I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, I want it all. Put your hands up, put your hands up. If you're innocent, be clear. Put your hands up, put your hands up. If you're innocent, be clear. If everything's anything, then I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, then I want it all. Put your hands up, put your hands up. If you're innocent, it'll be clear. Put your hands up, put your hands up.
Looking headlong into a holiday week, no matter what you celebrate. And that's why we delivered a gift of a double dip of local stuff right here on Max Inc. Radio in the after hours. See Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts for the last time in the Midwest. Two shows in Arlington Heights on the 27th, 6 and then 8:30. Then they're heading south. And then, you know what? We might just follow them there. This double dip of music and wishful travel dreams are powered tonight by Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. Taste the difference with recipes over 100 years old, located at the Northgate Mall, delivering in Madison's north side, east side, and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza Madison or call 608-467-3017. We keep the local music heading in the right direction with the Herd of Bison on Max Inc. Radio in the after hours.
Bison and then Dub Foundation, both giving out those summer energies and just a little bit of warmth. No, wait, that's the Space Heater under the Max Inc. Radio Local Music Box. Up next is Cat and the Hurricane. They'll both keep you warm at the High Noon Saloon this Sunday, 12:15. This is Sorry I'm Like This on Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
left me this note over here on the Civic Media Christmas tree. All right, play local music. Check, did that. Remember, Gin Mill Hollow is playing on 131 at the Concourse Hotel, not on New Year's Eve. Check, right, got it. And I left your Christmas gift in the fridge. Gee, I wonder what it could be. I'm going to find out what that is, and then we're going to listen to some Onward by Gin Mill Hollow right now on Max Inc. Radio.
Takes hold and I'm afraid to grow old in this cold, cold place. Nothing more than space without your face. Then I realize my mistake and the time it takes to heal and feel. Once again I've had some help from my friends. I won't let this be my end. Call it a bend in the road with a heavy load, but I won't be slow, so onward I go. It's okay to follow faith, make way through your mistakes. All I want is to feel whole, and so onward I go.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. Freebellyrubs.com.
Lost in the search for your next home? The Aaron Weber Group has teamed with Compass to point you in the right direction. Spoiler alert, it's toward your dream home. Bigger yard? Compass says head north. More closet space? Compass says go west. Haunted basement? Yeah, maybe steer clear of that one. With the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, you won't go in circles, because when it comes to real estate, we always point you in the right direction. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. From break with two bands that are celebrating New Year's Eve at the Concourse Hotel right here in Madison, Frank Martin Bush, and then VO5. Both have a few mamas under their belts as well. Want to hear all about the upcoming New Year's Eve? Well, we have you covered with a podcast right there on that maxincradio.com page. The links to our interview with Kat from VO5 are out there. She'll loop you in on what's going on. And I heard there's even those little weenies, you know, on a stick. All this Mama award-winning talent and dreams of appetizers are brought to you by Salvatore's Tomato Pies in Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street, and in Madison. There's pizza and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatoretomatopies.com. Rain Stern now on Max Inc. Radio.
She's so sexy. Her feet, she's getting excited about my complexity. Yeah. She likes being dipped and dipping her feet. She wants to be invited into the many sides of me. And I try to tell myself that I didn't also want a bed, but she.
cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Connected with the local happenings and events in Wisconsin, especially in the after hours on Max Inc. Radio. Chicken Wire Empire and the People Brothers Band are live at Ice Dance in Appleton, Wisconsin, starting on January 30th through the 31st. Connect with us and we'll put you right on the ice. Type in maxincradio.com. This is Church Street Blues now in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio.
Town Lodi in the low down rain, watching Good Time Charlie Friends is driving me insane. And up on shady Charlotte Street, both green lights look red. Wish I was back home on the farm, Lodi in my feathered bed. I got
got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, hell on Church Street blues. Myself a picker friend, read yesterday's news, folded up page 21 and I stuck it in my shoe. They gave me a nickel to the poor, my good deed for the day, folded up my old billfold and threw it far away. I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, head on Church Street blues. Myself some guitar strings, the old black diamond brand, strung up this old Martin box and I'll go and join a band. Yes, I'm gonna stay right here and pick and sing a while, try and make me a little change as I get some folks to smile. And I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, head on Church Street blues. Chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, head on Church Street blues. I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, head on Church Street blues. These thin dime, hard time, head on Church Street blues. We'll be right back.
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Who knew that Wisconsin...
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry. You can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Demanding federal agencies give more info about what some claim are a lot of nighttime drone sightings in various states. Local and state officials, ABC's Jacqueline Lee.
In New Jersey, Senator Andy Kim going out on drone patrol with police Saturday night, tweeting they were almost certainly planes. New York Governor Kathy Hochul saying this has gone too far, and New Jersey officials demanding permission from the federal government to collect at least one of the drones and get to the bottom of the issue.
Cleanup in Northern California after a rare December tornado flipping cars and damaging buildings north of Santa Cruz yesterday.
We saw the tornado going down, and then it ended. It was just a blink of eye.
Yeah, I was not expecting to do that much damage, especially flip a car, because cars are pretty heavy.
Several injuries. South Korea, an important ally, has defense and law enforcement officials demanding that President Yoon appear in court for questioning over his short-lived attempt to impose martial law. This is ABC News.